And now this is a dictation for Caroline Groh, G-R-O-H, April 11, 48, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan, a follow-up for Mrs. Groh, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit, April. Breast cancer right-sided on chemotherapy, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, to have this coming Monday bilateral mastectomy, Dr. Pilkington, P-I-L-K-I-N-G-T-O-N, significant weight loss, poor appetite, two small meals a day, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no dysphagia, no alternating diarrhea, constipation without bleeding, no decrease in urination, cloudiness of blood, present in no chest pain palpitation, has received blood transfusion for anemia, last one in December. There is also adipose tissue mass on the right upper extremity, at some point needs to be removed. They don't believe it's related to the breast cancer. She has tried nutritional support, but makes her gag and vomiting. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Antidepressants. The only blood pressure medicine, low pressure. Cholesterol treatment. On immunotherapy every 3 weeks, Keytruda. Next paragraph, today weight 135, blood pressure 128/70. Chronically ill, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension ascites, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, January creatinine 0.7, previously as high as 1.3. Normal electrolyte acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, normal phosphorus. There is leukopenia, anemia, thrombocytopenia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Breast cancer, on chemotherapy, upcoming bilateral mastectomy. Next number, history of CKD stage 3, significant weight loss, muscle mass, the low creatinine, which is back to normal, very well, can represent decreased muscle mass and still the same kidney function. In any regards, this level will not preclude any adjustments on imaging, medications, immunotherapy, chemotherapy, emotional support provided to the patient. We will see her back in 1 year.